the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
This episode of United We Stand podcast is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for the very latest odds and offers. Welcome to Ladies United We Stand podcast. It's post-match after Manchester United 4, Leicester City 1. Great win for United, much needed. Unbelievably good first half performance, which is something we've not been used to over the last couple of seasons, and it certainly went down very, very well. It's the most upbeat I've seen Old Trafford in quite a long period of time. So all well and good there. Normally, as you know, at a home game, the guys selling the fanzine would get together afterwards and just have a general chinwagger out about the game and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, with the big event in Manchester tonight, with Anthony Crawler's world title fight against Linares, everyone is headed straight into town. So what you're going to get tonight isn't necessarily the average home game podcast. What you're going to get is I'm going to have a wander around at the pub in central Manchester, where we've all congregated, absolutely hundreds of United fans in this boozer, all quite a long way in to their day out. And I'm going to ask them, like I would do, Alex, I'm going to ask them, like I would do it in a away game, for some views and see what we get back. So, again, I'm sure it's pretty noisy, but let's see if we can get. Dubs, podcast time.
Hey, mate.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm back.
I know. We're doing an away podcast at a home game here.
It's all right, that's the best. What you basically mean is we're all arseholders, well, what you mean. And usually we're not.
It was a good game today, wasn't it?
Yeah, enjoyed it. Well, first half was all right anyway. Someone told me before that that's the first time we've scored four in a league since we beat City 4-2, about 18 months ago. I genuinely thought it was going to be a bit of a tricky game today, but it was nice, and a lot of our big players played. But I think the only thing that, the only downside to it a little bit for me is that Wayne Rooney's going to get a load more shit because of this today. That people will use it as an "I told you so" and this, that, and the other. But no, it's just one of them. I thought we played well, and nice to beat them wankers as well.
Yeah, they were. It was a stereotypical "Who are you?"
But, do you know?
Not so much. You
know, the most stupid thing about them is that one walk past me outside the ground, they've just won the league, and they were singing a song about because they beat Watford and we didn't. Yeah. They just, you know me, Steve. I've not liked them for a long time since that 5-3 when we got beat down there. And I hope they go down.
They're still a good side though. United have beat a good side today.
Well, that first 20 minutes, you could actually argue that for about 60 minutes of today, they were probably the better side. But obviously United were clinical when it mattered. Defensively, we've not scored off three corners for about 20 years, and we got three in one half. But you had a good side, and obviously dangerous on the counter attack. So
I mean,
just good
me and you were both big Rooney supporters, obviously, but we both agreed that he should be out of the side in a minute.
100%, he should be out of the team. He should focus on getting. I just think his confidence is shot to bits. When the ball comes, it's like an hot potato when it comes to.
Well, playing him in midweek was go and try and get yourself 2 or 3 against a flat track team, wasn't it?
It made sense because he was never going to play today, so you either had to play him and go force your way into the team. If not, we're always never going to play you anyway. But you've got three strikers there, you know. There's no reason why he has to play every single game anyway. He's now at an age where we should be looking after him in the same way we did Giggs, you know. I know he's only 31, but he's been playing football since he was 16. And he's at an age now where
15 years of his career.
We should use him sparingly and keep him fresh. And But obviously, because it's Wayne Rooney, there's always a massive fuss all the time.
I was saying to somebody before, and I actually think there's a big argument to say that they could use Rooney and Ibrahimovic almost one in, one out, and keep them playing at a decent level for quite a few seasons.
100%, because I don't think they work well together anyway. I think that they both like to play the same sort of role. Rashford's obviously at the minute has got a start. He's our biggest threat all the time. But yeah, you could potentially have 60 games this season, Steve. So if you've got 60 games with two 30-odd-year-old strikers, use them both sparingly.
Who caught your eye today, and of those that played? Because I thought there was a number of really decent performances.
There was some good performances. Pogba had his best game since the opening game of the season. Mata, obviously, you know, scored one, set one up. I like Ander Herrera as well. I like Herrera in the team.
I actually thought Mata showed a lot of leadership on that pitch today. He looked like the captain to me.
I've always liked Juan Mata. A lot of people don't, obviously, because he's not very quick and he's not very strong. But, you know, he's a clever player.
He's too fucking nice, though, isn't he?
Far too nice. He's blogged last week after we just lost a derby. But he's one of them players, though, that you can't argue with what he does. His goals and his assists record, his stats are up there with anyone's. And I think you could always find a place for him in the team, provided you play a few more quick players around him. I don't think it works when you play Mata, Fellaini, Rooney, but suddenly when he's got a Rashford running off him, he's got a Lingard going one side, he's got a Pogba bombing on, I think that's when you see the best out of him.
Boxing tonight, looking forward to it.
Yeah, can't wait, mate.
Prediction.
Do you know what? I've wrote him off every single time before the fights over the last three. It is a tough fight, but he's won the last three fights. I've thought he's fought out of his skin, but you can't keep fighting out of your skin. I genuinely think he's at that level now. I think he's a world-class fighter. Yeah, I think he's going to win.
And Short, who's just rocked up in the pub. You podcast, right? Yeah. Okay. Thoughts on the game today?
Really good win. First half was amazing, but we were quiet second half, but I thought we looked a lot better. I liked the midfield a lot more today, and Pogba seemed to find himself further forward more, so I'm hoping when we play City and Chelsea we find a way of getting him further up the field, not chasing after midfielders.
I thought Leicester played really well, and I think Leicester are a decent side. So was that United playing really well, or was it just Leicester having a shocker?
I wouldn't say they played well, especially the defence. I thought Danny Simpson, we really took the piss out of him first half, and I think these are the type of United often let a lot of fullbacks off the hook. I think Watford had poor fullbacks last week. I don't think City's are brilliant, and we play a lot of inside forwards and stuff like that, and I'd just rather us play a winger. Me,
do you think that the result today, given that the side, a lot of the players that we've critiqued on podcasts, Martial, Schneiderlin, Rooney particularly, have been the three that, you know, we don't dislike them, but they've just not performed. All of a sudden, you know, and Fellaini keeps getting a load of chip. They're nowhere near the pitch today, and it felt like a different United to me.
Yeah, Rashford played really well. But I thought it was all about the midfield, because we paid £90 million for somebody, and we've got him chasing the opposition midfielders. I just think we should say, give him like people behind him who'll, you know, sweep up and stuff like that, and let him go in the opposition half, because he is a really good player, and that's the reason we paid £90 million for him.
I think today the other thing that stuck out for me, mate, was Mata and Herrera both played really, really well together. And
yeah, they both start every game for me. Start Mata on one side and Rashford on the other until maybe Martial gets his eye back in. But I'd always just give Pogba, Herrera and somebody else behind him, whether that's Carrick or Schneiderlin, and then we can, you know, we can concentrate on what he's got, we've been bought to do, and that's run games and create chances.
Yeah. Good stuff. Here comes Stuart Edwards with a beer. I'll go and get his views. Stu, thoughts on the game today?
Very good first half, state the obvious. Second half was like a defeat, really.
Good declaration.
Really?
I don't know.
They did take the foot off the gas, didn't they?
Say again?
Took the foot off the gas, United.
Absolutely,
didn't
they? It was disappointing. It didn't feel like a 4-1 win at the end. Of course, we'd have all took that half 12. But you still want, you just want us to kick on, and it could have ended up 6-2 or 7.
I wanted that.
You wanted at least one second half, you know what I mean? Goal difference is a big thing nowadays. I'm not saying we're going to pip City to the title by winning, you know, by scoring more goals, but it was great to score 3 from corners. I'm pretty sure McKay's done. We're pretty pleased. I don't think they saw 4 goals.
They saw more goals in the first half today than before Christmas last
season. Exactly, yeah. So, but I think the same old problems. It was good. Herrera was obviously buzzing around, fantastic. But I think I still feel that Pogba's not doing what I want more from him.
That was his best game for United.
But I want him further up. I want him further up the pitch. He's so dangerous. He's got one shot off today and nearly scored. And so overall, yeah, it was fine. We took it, didn't we? But
that's a decent side we beat today.
It was, and to be fair, when it was 0-0, I think they had a good 10-15 minute spell, didn't they? Where they had a lot of possession and they didn't create much. Vardy didn't have a shot, did he? But he completely changed it at half time, and they are still a decent side.
But those substitutions, taking technically their best 2 players from last season off, was like throwing the towel in, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
That was like, we need to not get beat by 7 here. That was their mentality.
Yeah. Plus Champions League midweek, maybe. I don't know, but I think
Leicester taking it easy against United because they got a Champions League game.
It was bizarre.
What your thoughts? Obviously, the Rooney decision will probably be the one that gets all the headlines.
I think
it's the right thing to do, isn't it?
It's justified, I think. He's not the only one he's been playing, you know, below form this season, but I think it was right. He'll start on Thursday, won't he? He'll probably start, he'll probably play well, he'll probably score. I mean, you want him to give Mourinho a headache, don't you, about whether he puts him in against Stoke then, don't you? That's what you want.
Well, he's now going to have to really battle hard to get back in that team.
Yeah, because Herrera and even Mkhitaryan, when he's fit again, he's potentially fair choice.
But competition for places is what's lacked at United the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, exactly that. That's what you want. Yeah. You don't want Wayne Rooney thinking I'm captain just because I've been here for 10 years.
And I'm bomb-proof.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So no, it's a good thing. And like I said, if he plays well on Thursday, then for me, put him on the bench against Stoke again.
I was so impressed with Juan Mata today.
Yeah, very good. He wants the ball, doesn't he? He wants the ball. He gets into areas. He creates things. He's never going to be the strongest. He's never going to go through somebody, is he, in midfield or chase someone back. He's not blessed with pace, but I think he makes up for that in other areas. I've never been his biggest fan. I'm not going to stand here and say I have been. But you're right, today, him and Herrera in midfield is what we've definitely been missing the last 2 or 3 games.
Looking forward to the fight?
Should be interesting.
Going to be bouncing in that arena later on.
Yeah, we've just come through about half an hour ago to get something to eat, and there was already people mulling around, so it's going to be interesting. And looking at the faces in here already. God help us in about 3 hours time.
See you in a bit.
See you later.
Who else is going to go? I'm going to go and grab. Here we go. Lee.
How are you, mate?
You all right? I've been down to get you on here for ages. You come out of every game and give me this tirade of opinion. How are you, all right? You looking forward to the boxing?
Yeah, top mates, can't wait. Fucking banging for it.
Right, so let's cut to the chase. United today. Were United great, or did we just beat a poor Leicester team?
Bit of both. I think I was starting 11 suited playing Leicester. I think having taken Fellaini and Rooney out the side, I think did make a bit of a difference. I do. I think it was a little bit faster passing through the middle. Not that I'm discrediting fucking Rooney or Fellaini. I just think Herrera made that little bit of difference in the middle. If you watched him through that game, he chased down everything, didn't he? Like no one can disagree with that. And I think him and Pogba had a great game in the middle.
I've always thought United, a continental team, would build their side around someone like Herrera.
Yeah.
But United haven't. But he has actually had a lot of chances to cement his place in that side and hasn't quite taken them, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think he has. But also, he's never had a run of games to cement a place, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think even under Moyes or Van Gaal, he could have, because he'd be in two games then out. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But that's a lot of players. Lingard's like that, in and out. I think the same about Depay. I think Depay, if he has a good run of games, he could be a player that'd be a big player for United. But I just think we've done enough today to beat them. It was over at half time, wasn't it? Who gives a fuck about the second half?
Well,
then?
You can tell it was over because they took their best two players off and tried to make sure it wasn't 7-0.
Yeah, all I give a fuck about when they went off was getting out of the boozer and having a drink. I couldn't give a fuck about the second half after
done
that.
And dusty, wasn't it? Well, obviously the Rooney decision's been coming, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's one of them, isn't it? We all know what he's done for the club. We've had this discussion before. And I've had the discussion with many lads who've come to United for fucking a lot longer than I have. If you're not playing well, reputation doesn't get you a starting place, does it? Regardless of what he said, like, as Fergie always said, sentiment has no place in football. Regardless of what he's done down the line, he hasn't been good enough in the last 2 years. I think a lot of Reds know that.
If you're Mourinho and you know you're taking on this enormous job, you've got a point to prove, and you're walking into something, I think Mourinho, like every person who goes into United, even him, is overawed by the size of the job that he's got to deal with. At the end of the day, he's going to side by the people who have the biggest influence in the dressing room, and he's done that, I think. And I think he's timed it quite well.
Yeah, I think it was the right. Some fucking shit.
Not nice, that is it.
You know what, mate, Andy there. Right, I think it was the right time to do it. I do believe that. And we seem to be going around in circles saying, where's his best position? Should we fit him in here, fit him in there? We've got six midfielders who are better than him in midfield. We've got a number 10 in one matter who's probably a better number 10.
That is his only position for me, right?
In number 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the best football I've ever watched at United in my 30-odd years ago in was when Rooney, Tevez,
Ronaldo
were turning the arse.
Yeah, we said that earlier,
You know, that's Wayne Rooney's best position.
Yeah.
He either plays there because he's the best person for the job.
And he doesn't play.
Or he doesn't play.
Yeah.
And he waits his turn. That's the way it should be.
A few people around me today said, it's one of them, you can either play Matter at number 10 and rotate Zlatan and Rooney, but then you've got Rashford, so there's a lot of competition now, and he wanted that Rooney. Rooney went to the board and said, we aren't good enough, we need players. So he can't ever come back and say, well...
No, but I don't think he would.
No, I don't. But
I was really pleased to see him. He wasn't a slapped arse on the bench today,
definitely not. And he knows what United are about. He knows if he was a slapped arse, it would see in front of us.
He's got to accept that he's now in year 15 of his career. I don't know many players who in year 15 of their career are at their peak, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's just got to accept that, look, he's winding it down, you know.
Yeah.
It's his mentality that I want to play football every week.
Yeah.
That mentality made him the footballer he was.
It was, yeah. Like playing... I've always said to people, he started at 16, so a lot of players don't start at 21, do they? He's kind of got five more years on his miles than a lot of other players. How many players start at 21 and finish at 35, 36? He's had them miles at 16. But for Reds to have a go at him and say, he's fucking this, he's fucking that, he's not.
Wrong, innit?
He just doesn't, at the moment, he doesn't deserve a start because I think there's better players.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've had people shoot me down on Twitter and all sorts over that.
Yeah, quick one on the actual result then, taking the Wayne Rooney thing on one side. Is that a result that United can kick on from now?
Yeah, therefore. I think so. There was a lot of pressure on United today, I think.
Yeah.
Do you? I think the media were there with the media. I think the media.
They wanted Leicester to turn us over
today. They thought Leicester were going to come to United and fucking turn us over today. I think so. And that sends out a message now. That was like Siege mentality. His press conference yesterday was Siege mentality, like Fergie, wasn't it? It's fucking us against you lot.
Yeah, touch one, you touch all of them.
Yeah. Regard. That's just how it is.
I know where you sit in the ground, you're quite close to the away end, aren't you?
Yeah.
It looked like Bellend Central.
I had a lad with a fucking man bag on next to me calling me a fucking faggot, and he had a man bag on. So can you tell me how I can be a faggot with that? And he was only about 17 and he had his missus with him.
That's why he was calling you.
Yeah, so I had to politely tell him.
Terrible.
That must be your missus handbag that you're fucking. Then his dad was going to knock me out. I'm like, fucking hell, lad. Come on. Oh, yeah, we have a little bit of fun where we are.
What's the next? We've got Stoke next, and then I think the key thing with United is, we've got two big opportunities coming up to put the club and the fans and the support, and we've got that away game at Liverpool where we've got to turn up,
yeah,
and we've got that League Cup opportunity against City. I reckon if we can deal with them two games, I reckon there'll be a lot of happy faces knocking around.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think Liverpool, we all know what it's like when we go to Liverpool. I think a lot of Reds will go to Liverpool as they're playing now and take a draw, but obviously playing City at home will take the win. I think so. We'll just see what happens, mate.
Let's enjoy it. You going to boxing?
Come on.
It's going to be great tonight. Give us a boxing prediction.
Anthony Crawler, mid to late rounds body shot.
Mid to late rounds body shot.
And by the way, I'll have to put my dad to bed tonight.
Cheers, see you in a bit. Gloomy,
yeah,
how are you, mate?
Yeah, not bad, mate, not bad.
I thought I'd grab you in the pub rather than this studio.
Yeah, it's a night well better, this one.
It's all right. You enjoyed the game?
Yeah, that first 20-minute spell, we struggled a little bit. Got a grip of it, and I think we played some of the best football I've seen for, well, fucking 2 years now, at least. So, and yet, me and John said we expected to be like that in the second half, just conserving it and just, you know, taking it easy. And it was, yeah, easy in the end.
Are you putting it down to Leicester being bad, United being good, or...?
I'd say a bit of both, yeah, to be honest, yeah. That 20-minute period, I thought that was the best we've played for God knows how long. And but there's still little bits of concern. Like, second half, that Gray was a bit of a threat when he came on.
Do you think United took the foot off the gas, though?
I think they did a bit, but I'm still concerned a bit at the back. That's still a concern of mine, that. I mean, I thought Blin played well at left back. He was good. But still a bit. I still think we need another defender. Yeah. So,
who stood out in terms of going forward and stuff? Because obviously, you know, no Rooney, no Fellaini. There was a lot of changes in that team. I mean, who stood out for you? I mean, I thought Wan-Mata was superb. I thought Herrera was excellent. I thought it was Pogba's best game.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I'm a big fan of Wan-Mata, and he had the chance to play in his preferred position. And he, you know, what can you say? He's made two goals. He's scored one as well. That's what you want from him. And that's where really he should play. I know there's the issue with Rooney and that, but that's where he should play. That's his safe position.
Rooney being dropped is going to be the story, unfortunately.
Yeah, it will be, yeah.
We've said on this podcast a number of times,
yeah,
we're big Wayne Rooney fans, but we don't think he deserves his place in the team.
No, he doesn't. I was saying to Phil just then, when he needs a rest, he needs taking out just to, you know, take stock of the situation. And he just, like on Wednesday, he looks frustrated with himself, and he just needs a bit of time off, and it's, you know, that's where it should be.
I thought Wednesday night was about trying to give him, you know, almost like a dolly of a game to try and build his confidence.
Yeah.
I think Mourinho was hoping he'd score two or three, and then everything would be right, you know.
I was hoping that he'd get a couple just to get his confidence back up, and it didn't work out. And I think he needed that rest today. He did the right things today, in my view. Definitely.
So, next game against whoever it is, it's Stoke.
It's Blansk in the week.
Oh, yeah, forget that one.
Forget that one, yeah.
Who are we playing in midweek?
Zoya.
Oh, we've got to sell the mag at that, haven't we?
Yeah, fuck that. Fucking
that's going to be evil, isn't it?
Can't be arsed with it.
Oh, God.
I bet we'll barely get about 40,000 there. They close my block.
Already?
So, yeah. So.
Let's skip that game then and go straight to Stoke. That's the team on its knees.
I think
absolutely tear them apart, if you ask me.
Oh, God, yeah. I want to put that final nail in his coffin, definitely, for me, without a shadow of a doubt. That's the game.
So do you stick with the team that played today like you did?
Yeah, I would, yeah, definitely, yeah. I wouldn't really change much from that today. If Shaw's fit, I'll put him back in there.
I was going to ask you that very question.
Yeah.
When everybody's fit,
yeah,
what do you think our best team is? Right. What does that look like?
I put Shaw in there. You know what? I'd try Blinden, the holding role, for a couple of games. Yeah, yeah, I would. Because he's not bad there. He's done all right there in the past. But I still think Carrick... I say it the other week, Carrick for me is the best midfielder we've got.
Which is
a good one. Yeah, I know it is, yeah. Considering his age.
We've spent not far off £500 million trying to replace Michael Carrick.
Yeah.
And our best midfielder is still Michael Carrick.
Man, the match in the week, I know it was against Northampton, but you can tell he just stands out. He knows what he's doing on the ball, and you need him in there. He did all right without him today with Herrera. Herrera's class today. Yeah. He's one of my man of matches today, definitely. So I wouldn't really change it that much for next Sunday. Maybe Shaw, that's it.
What's your thoughts on the centre-half situation? Because we've got... I think Daley Blind is just class, you know. I'm not convinced that's his right position, but I would hate to see United's defence without him.
You've said it as well about Smalling. He's a fucking accident waiting to happen, in my view. And that's, like I said, it's a concern of mine that we're still not right there. We still need someone in there. Blind will do a job. We said it in the bigger games. He does seem to get caught out, and it showed against City the other week. But it's good, obviously, to have there for now. But I still think you need sorting out, definitely. Yeah.
Right. Anyway. Yeah. Enough football.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the
time. Yeah. Whole block to ourselves, isn't it? So.
Yeah. It's 100. I've not told you the story. Actually, you're the cause of my troubles tonight.
For fuck's sake. I've
bought 106 tickets, right, and paid up front, so I've had to lay out £6,000 plus. Yeah. You turn up tonight and give me £60 for your ticket, and I go, well, I don't remember that. You asking me or ordering one or anything else. So you've now got my ticket.
I know. That's why I feel scared and fat and bad. So
I've had to go on the internet and buy my own ticket tonight.
Where is that? You sat away from us,
I'm
far
sat,
away.
Yeah, I'm sat.
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah, swap. Do a swap.
No, because you're the fucking pest, I've had to go and order my own ticket.
I thought it was on the list.
Plus booking fee.
I think you're fucking bang out of order.
I'm scared, mate. I don't want to fucking lose it now. I've got it in my pocket.
Anyway, boxing prediction, come.
It'll be a tough one. I think he'll just edge it on. I think it goes distance.
Points.
Yeah, points.
Crawler on points.
Crawler on points. All right.
He's been in a real bad
spot. Right, lads. Right. Did you join again today, Keary?
For the change, mate, I did, yeah. First half. We were great for 20 minutes in the first half. It smashed them, but...
Yeah.
Second half was a possession. It was a training game.
Anyway, what's going to happen in the boxing?
Crawler win, mate.
Yeah.
Crawler win all day long, mate.
What? Points, knockout, round?
Points.
Points.
Yeah.
Crawler on points. Yeah. Quick prediction for the boxing?
It's a tough one, I think. I'm hoping Crawler... Points, I think.
Crawler points.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that. Is that all right, mate?
Yeah, I do, mate. Crawler on points, mate. I mean, it's going to be a tough fight. Crawler's going to step it up and he's going to win tonight, and it's going to be Crawler on points.
That'll do us all. Tomo, I'm onto boxing now. I'm getting bored with football. United. Have you seen? This is like a whole United away, isn't it?
It's like this is basically like a European away or something, isn't it? It's bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's not like a European away because Doves is here and stuff. But it's. So we talk about boxing, yeah?
Yeah, prediction for the fight.
Right, so we've just seen him walking through town. He looked very relaxed and buzzing. I think he's going to struggle tonight, but this crowd is going to be bouncing, innit?
Crowd's a massive, massive part tonight, innit?
Yeah, so it all depends on the other guy's mentality. If he comes out of the City shirt like it's rumoured.
Right, if that happens, he needs to get bottles and pints and everything thrown at him.
If that happens, I'm worried about one Stephen Armstrong, what he might potentially do. But I tell you what, he's signing Santa and Bubba's story right now.
They've demanded it of me.
Hang on, have you finished the story?
Not yet, no.
Have you started it?
I'm at the stage where he's getting thrown in the bank.
Right, okay. Neil's in the middle of telling a story that I would so love to tell on his podcast, but it just can't happen. But just a quick one. Thoughts on, just a quick one, did you enjoy the match today?
Mate, honestly, first half, First half, the most enjoyable United game I've seen for a long time. Yeah, I loved every minute of it. Yeah,
good. And then quick thoughts on prediction for tonight.
Crawler in 7.
You had a bet?
No, I've not, mate. I wanted to, but how much have you put anything on?
I've got an obscene amount of money riding.
Oh, no.
And you'll see how that went after the game, I think.
How much are you talking? 4 figures?
My wife listens to this now.
Do you want the finish of that
stuff? No, absolutely not. Hello, Leo.
How are you, mate? Well, fantastic.
Did you win the game today?
I didn't, mate. No, I'm armchair fan today, pal.
So you missed the best game of the season?
In the first half, yes.
Did you enjoy Watford? It's a good day out, wasn't it?
Well, it was, yeah. Well, I didn't pay for my ticket in the end, did I? I was like a rat up a drain pipe through that turnstile, which kind of takes the sting out of it, doesn't it?
Boxing prediction, go on. It's not a boxing podcast, but we're doing it anyway.
No, it's fine. Linares, this is a stat for you, I don't know if anyone's brought it up yet, has never been the 12 rounds. He's a freeweight world champion. He's had close to 40 fights or maybe plus, and he's never been the 12 rounds. So you're either getting splattered or you're splatting him. He's lost 3 times, so he's not. He can be defeated. So it's kill or be killed in there tonight, without being sound too dramatic.
Yeah, did you give a prediction there or not?
No, we didn't, mate, no. 9-12, Crawler.
Yeah, Reg Guttridge, ITV Sport, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Little Dan, did you get a match today?
I did, yes.
You enjoy it?
I did, yeah.
For the right,
it's been a while since I've enjoyed a home game as much as I did today.
Look around this booze, right? All United fans are absolutely buzzing because of the match, and everyone's really giddy about the fight.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's apart from Richard Keys there. Look at the state of fucking Richard Keys. It is Richard. He's like the.
Is that actually Richard?
No, it just looks like him, doesn't
it? Imagine.
Richard Keys in here.
Imagine going out as a Richard Keys lookalike.
I reckon. Yeah, look at the state of him.
Is he actually trying to be a
Richard? I don't know. I just. He looks like Richard Keys. I said he looked like Richard Keys, so I told everyone.
Right.
But today.
I might want to interview him.
I know, yeah, go and ask him. What's the other guy called? Scottish guy?
Don't know. What?
Yeah, his partner in crime.
Andy Gray.
Yeah, fucking. Ask him where Andy Gray is. Yeah.
Anyway,
today, it was good. It. First 10 minutes, a bit shaky. We found our feet, we found ourselves. Once we got the first goal, it was as though there was the relief was just left them, and there was no more fucking sort of anxiety on the shot, you know, just let's just go and play. And we scored another 3 goals in quick succession. It was great. I just wasted to come out second half and gone at him a bit more.
Yeah.
But as it is, that's what Fergie used to do. Fergie used to say, win the game at half time, I'll make changes, we'll think about the next game. So fair play.
Lot of smiles around. Thoughts on tonight?
Crawler. I don't really know much about Linares. He's from what I've read, he's a tough cookie. But he's susceptible to body shots. And Crawler loves the body shot, doesn't he?
So likes fishing him out.
Yeah, so if you can punish him there, well, no matter what happens, if Crawler loses, Crawler wins, we don't care, we'll support him and we'll have a good night, that's it.
Yeah, I'm sure he asked you for a prediction.
For the fight?
Yeah.
6 round, Crawler.
Crawler 6.
Yeah.
I'll at some point see you later on, no doubt about it. How you doing, Woody?
Not bad.
Yeah, enjoy today.
I did. It looked the most balanced they've looked for a long time. The team looked, and the counter-attacking. I don't know. I'm a fan of Rooney, but they looked. It was a right job. It was a right decision to drop him today.
Yeah, but how many times have we been saying that over God knows how long on there?
We have, but I hate to admit it.
You can be a big Rooney fan and want him out of the team. It's possible.
I just think there's a bigger picture of what a lot of people are missing, but they're looking at the Rooney thing.
In what way?
Other players that aren't producing, and the problem they got in the team where he hasn't found a position for Pogba, and he's a right back short and probably 2 centre back short still.
Listen, it was alright today, wasn't it?
It was very, very good. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you're 4-0 up at our time against the champions of England.
I can't remember being 4-0. I went as far back as Roma. as to when we scored four in the first half.
I mean, when the crowd were chanting, started to get behind them, and they knew they were playing well. Big thing, I've not seen that for a few years, and very, very impressed with that first half today.
So great atmosphere at Old Trafford, team did well.
Yeah, and now there's only one atmosphere in the one thing left at the top of the day off, isn't it?
Prediction.
I think Crawler will do it, and I think he'll stop him. Is 7:48 round.
You had a bet?
I have actually, yeah.
On 7?
On 8.
What odds? About 30s?
6-1.
6-1?
Yeah.
For Crawler to win his...
To knock him out in a 6, yeah.
Nah, bullshit.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be surprised if you only got 6-1 on that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was a double bet anyway, so...
What, with United?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done United Crawler, which was about 7-4, I think.
Right.
Anyway, Woody, I'll see you soon, yeah? As you can hear, a lot of United fans very, very happy with the performance today, and everybody's looking forward to the fight tonight, so all's well in the world at the minute. We'll wrap it up now. I thank you very, very much for listening, and we'll be back on the podcast. We will attempt to drum something up on Thursday night after the Europa League game, which that could be quite challenging, actually. I'm out. United We Stand podcast is sponsored by BetOnBrazil.com, the new betting site for all sports punting with great odds, markets and offers. Listeners to the podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code United10. If you go to BetOnBrazil.com, enter the promo code United10, and when you deposit your £10, you get £10 for free.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.